Black August originated in the California penal system to honor fallen freedom fighters. The Malcolm X grassroots movement continues this legacy with the Black August Hip Hop Project, a celebration of hip hop and our freedom fighters. The Black August Project strives to create awareness and link past liberation struggles, specifically the Black liberation struggle in the United States, with our community's current struggles and movements. Every August, there is a New York show, a hip-hop benefit concert, to raise money for political prisoners in the United States. The Black August Project also strives to support the global development of hip-hop culture and facilitates exchanges between international communities where hip-hop is a vital part of youth culture. For 3 years, the Malcolm X grassroots movement traveled to Cuba to participate in the National Cuban Hip Hop Festival in Havana. And in 2001, Black August was held in South Africa and participated in the World Conference Against Racism. This year, in 2004, the Malcolm X grassroots movement took it to Brazil. And Brazil held its own Agosto Negro Black August throughout the month of August. I'm Saki, here reporting for Rise Up Radio. I'm also a member of the Malcolm X grassroots movement, and I traveled to Brazil. But we have Nayoka, who is also a member, on the phone with us to tell us about the experience.
Peace, y'all. How y'all doing this evening?
Thanks, Nayoka. Can you tell us a little bit more about why Black August decided to participate and travel to Brazil?
Well, one of the main reasons folks decided to go to Brazil this year was because Brazil has a huge hip-hop community. That's one. And secondly, Brazil also has the largest black population outside of Africa. So we felt it was important to really go to Brazil and have the opportunity to connect with basically oppressed folks and really share ideas, exchange ideas, and strategize and talk about, you know, this hip-hop culture and how it can be further used to propel us forward. And so that was just one of a few reasons. While we were out there, we had the chance to meet a bunch of folks. They actually have a Zulu Nation Brazil chapter out there, so shout out to them, you know, really maintaining the five elements of hip-hop, which include DJing, b-boying, b-girling, emceeing.
Right, I'm going to interrupt you so that you can say that one more time, because it was actually a shock to me to go out there and see the Zulu Nation in Brazil.
Right, as it was to me as well. I was like, wow, this hip-hop thing is really global, you know?
Right.
Just seeing it firsthand and seeing, you know, the impact that, you know, like a bunch of, or just a few poor folks from the Bronx have had globally, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And just the impact of our culture. And how hip hop just resonates amongst, you know, poor oppressed youth throughout the world.
Right. And so, what kind of exchange did you have with the Zulu Nation, and just the hip hop community in São Paulo?
Right. Particularly with Zulu Nation, we had a chance to visit one of the community centers that they were involved in starting, which is called the Hip Hop House. And like I was saying earlier, the Hip Hop House basically is a space, a beautiful space at that, for young people to express, you know, one of the five elements of hip-hop, breakdancing, emceeing, DJing, graffiti, and the fifth element being knowledge. They have it, which was really impressive. Like, they had a library full of, you know, Brazilian, Afro-Brazilian history, but just, like, also global black history, books from Malcolm X, Nelson Mandela. You know, it was just surprising to see things over there that you really don't even, like, just that are not so common in the States.
Right.
And then in the larger hip-hop community, one of the things that we got to see while we were out there, particularly in São Paulo, there's these 21 schools that the hip-hop community, along with the government, the hip-hop community is really instrumental in helping these schools be built. Mm-hmm. And the schools are called, a part of my Portuguese, Ziel, which loosely translates into heaven or sky. And these schools are set up in the poorest of the poorest neighborhoods, 21 neighborhoods throughout São Paulo. And these schools are basically open from 7 in the morning to 11 at night and are really more than a school. They serve as a community center.
Right.
You know, they have adult education, child education, sports, music, swimming, like anything you can imagine. And it was just this really, like, phenomenal space. You know, and it was just a really beautiful experience. Having the opportunity to just exchange politics with folks and really recognizing that our struggle is really the same. Like, even though, like, we're coming from a first world context and then third world, like, there are certain things that, you know, resonate amongst poor people.
Right. And so what were some of those social political issues that were affecting youth in Brazil and in São Paulo that are similar to what we see here in New York or in the United States?
Right. Well, one of the things that Black August strives to work on or deconstruct or just destroy is this global prison industrial complex, right?
Right.
So while we were out there building with folks, you know, we talk about police brutality out here. And, I mean, folks can't even imagine what police brutality is like in the third world because there is no accountability.
Right.
And the police that are in power were the police that were in power from 1984, you know, and prior to that, the military police, like before they got rid of the dictatorship. So you're really talking about this paramilitary force, like, on the streets, like, harassing young children of color. And, you know, while we have in the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement a program called Cop Watch, we go out and surveillance the cops, like, you know, out there, because there's no system of accountability, like, folks couldn't even really fathom, like, you know, watching the cops, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Videotaping them, whatever.
Right.
So that was something that was pretty common. That was something, like, we saw across the board, you know, just the harassment of poor folks of color. And just really, you know, like, issues of equitable housing, schools, you know, even though these particular schools are built in São Paulo, there were also, like, many other areas that didn't have adequate schools. I mean, you're talking about, like, basic human rights, you know, and there aren't a lot of government social programs set up for people. So basically, like, you know, there are hardly any jobs for poor folks and educated folks. So if you don't work either, like, you know, you're just, like, hustling to get by, right?
Right.
And so there aren't really, like, government programs to help folks out, which is, like, amazing.
And difference. Brazil has the largest gap between rich and poor in the world.
Exactly. So, I mean, Brazil is, like, it was this crazy, like, dichotomy because on one hand, Brazil is just, like, this naturally beautiful country, you know, just, like, all on its own, this, like, beautiful, like, tropical, you know, paradise, you know, with multi-million-dollar companies, and, you know, São Paulo is really the financial hub of Latin America, you know,
right.
Like, the banking center, and then on the other hand, you have the absolute extreme, you know, folks just really, really just struggling to get by. And, you know, but, I mean, even though, like, folks were struggling, I mean, the one thing that really stuck out to me was that, you know, the hip-hop community did have some political force, right? Because they were involved in getting these, like, super fabulous schools made.
Right.
And, you know, folks were accountable to them on some level, especially in local politics.
And so how do you, you know, just from, I guess, maybe the first experience out there, compare hip-hop in Brazil to hip-hop here?
Well, and I think there's a lot of similarities, you know, Brazilian hip-hop and American hip-hop, because what you have, you definitely have, like, a commercial, you know, gangster rap, blah, blah, blah kind of market, but I would say, and then you have, like, the quote-unquote, you know, conscious positive market. I would say that the difference is, one of the biggest groups out there are the Heisty and Nice MCs, and they're, like, this super conscious, super political group, you know, that is larger than the MCs. Like, they have, like, the actual MC group, then they have, like, a larger crew. And so then that larger crew is involved in a lot of, you know, hip-hop political movements out there. But I definitely saw some similarities, but I would say the biggest difference that I saw was that conscious hip-hop was promoted more than kind of like the BS.
Mm-hmm.
So that was definitely, and just compared to Cuban hip-hop, like, Cuban hip-hop is, like, all conscious, you know, like, because of the politics that exist in Cuba, like, commercial hip-hop really would be unacceptable.
Okay.
There's not even really a market for that out there. So just, you know, in comparing the three, it was really ill to me. And just, you know, that the power of hip-hop is just crazy. It's just, like, it grew out of like this poor community, but it's like such a natural thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. A global movement mm-hmm. definitely
exactly.
is possible mm-hmm. out of the hip hop culture. And I'm glad you mentioned being able to compare hip hop here with Brazil and Cuba, because you also went with the Black August contingent last summer to Cuba. And I know that the MXG, Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, is working on creating a Black August International Collective. Can you talk about maybe some follow-up work in Brazil, right. Just to wrap things up?
Right. We're definitely trying to build with folks in Brazil. We definitely have strong connections in Cuba. Just trying to build with folks in Brazil, like, you know, I guess the difficulties lies in the language.
Right.
So, you know, but getting folks from the hood who speak Portuguese and working that out, we definitely are looking forward to possibly, you know, having a three-country tour or involving all three countries in one concert, and possibly even bringing in South African artists. You know, South Africa has had such a huge influence in terms of Black movements
right.
internationally as have Cuba and the United States, you know. Mm-hmm. And Brazil. So I guess one of our projects we have in mind is to bring all of these countries together and really let the MCs, you know, have an exchange and have a dialogue and begin to foster that dialogue between folks on a global level.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. And like I mentioned earlier in the introduction, you know, Brazil and some folks in Sao Paulo have kicked off their own Black August, and hopefully that will continue to happen every August, and Malcolm X Grassroots Movement can go back and be a part of that. Nayoko, we're going to let you go, but to take us out, I'm actually going to play an exchange that we had. Remember when we were in Sao Paulo and we went to the samba for
yes,
the first
yes,
night?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
And samba music is, you know, it's like the traditional Afro-Brazilian music. And just the emergence of, like, being in that atmosphere and having the samba, but then the relationship between that and, like, kind of like the new Afro-Brazilian music, mm-hmm. if you want to call that, you know, hip-hop,
right.
Was interesting. And so I'm gonna take us out and play... we were there probably for about an hour, and they were describing what samba was to us, what they were doing. We joined in with some songs, and then at the end of it, it was like this spontaneous
cipher,
right? Because they wanted us to share something with them,
right.
And so luckily we had two folks in the group that we could kind of chorus to represent us, and Jabril, another member of the MXG, got on one of the little guitars, and Chantrell, a member of the DC chapter, got up and sang and did some freestyle. And then also what you'll hear is a young brother in the audience got up and freaked it with the hip hop rap in Portuguese. So we're gonna wrap up this segment on Black August follow up in Brazil with this sound I brought back from Sao Paulo.
You're listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM, New York, your peace and justice radio station.
Yeah. smart, smart. Yeah. So I'm about to bust a little freestyle flow. Actually, with something I used to sing a long time ago. Set, thinking with a madman's mind as I start to rhyme. I'm sitting back, grieving over the crimes that happened every second minute out of the day. Every time I turn around, another brother is slain. On the front of every paper, a black person's dead. What can I do but sign, shake my head? It really upsets me when I witness to see a future doctors and lawyers buried 6 feet deep. I really wanna know about the black man. I'm with it all your life, your blame's on a white man. Hey, kill my brothers, bury your mothers, then one another. You're putting down your sister cause your life is so sinister. What about your father trying to leave you? I take you upset cause there's no one there to protect you. What do you say? You can protect yourself, you don't give a damn about no one else. Sit back and think a while about what I'm saying cause it sucks. I'm talking about it's happening every day. It's time for us to see what's going on, so I won't have to make a sequel to this song. Some people in the world are doing the positive thing. Y'all should swear I'm saying I'm on a hip-hop swing. Peace, black people. Oh.